If I were to ask you whether you thought the pandemic has made Americans more or less generous, what would you say? Millions of people lost jobs or had their hours cut. Some are still waiting for unemployment assistance. And it's anybody's guess what the future holds for COVID-19 and the economy. So it might make sense that people would keep a little tighter hold on their wallets. But our next guest says the overall trend is that people are actually giving more, at least according to some early data. She says charitable organizations with an obvious connection to the pandemic are getting lots of donations. Some groups doing non-pandemic related work, though, have faced a tough year. Sigal Samuel is a staff writer for Vox's Future Perfect. She writes about artificial intelligence, neuroscience, ethics, and the intersection of technology and religion. She's the author of the novel The Mystics of Mile End. Sigal, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, with the exception that a lot of giving happens still in December, we won't have final numbers for a while. What do we know so far when it comes to how much people are giving?
So far, it really looks like the overall trend line for charitable giving this year is up. Giving Tuesday, which is the movement that encourages us all to refocus on doing good and giving after we all have our post-Thanksgiving shopping blitz. It's December 1st every year. They reported that total giving increased from $1.9 billion to $2.4 billion in the U.S. alone. That's a 25% increase compared to last year, which is pretty good. And also we saw that 56% of U.S. households gave to charity or volunteered in response to the pandemic. And we also saw that in the first half of this year, there was a 12.6% increase in the number of new donors to charity compared to a year ago. So you're seeing both an increase in how much people are giving, but you're also really hearteningly seeing people who weren't donors before suddenly feeling moved to become donors and start giving to charity as they see what the pandemic is doing to everybody.
And it sounds like from those numbers you gave, it can't statistically be just wealthy people stepping up giving during this tough year. It must involve a lot of people with lower incomes still making donations. Do I have that right?
That's right. You know, I personally find some of the most heartening donations that you see are actually donations of, you know, 50 cents, $1, which sometimes come from people who are incarcerated or experiencing homelessness and are still really motivated to give. In fact, the people who gave most to hunger relief were actually people who had lost their jobs this year due to the pandemic. So it's often people who are most hurting from economic downturns or tragedies that feel most compelled to give because they know what it feels like to be in need.
You write that there is one trouble spot for some organizations that rely on big event fundraisers. Obviously, that's got to be hit hard by COVID-19. How much of a strain is that putting on these groups?
Yeah, it's been a really big problem. A lot of the nonprofits that do super important work but are not related to COVID per se are really getting left out of the funding. You know, this is all the sorts of charities that rely on galas and auctions and in-person fundraisers to make their money every year. So they've really been hit hard. And one reflection of that is the fact that at least 1 million nonprofit workers in the U.S. lost their jobs this year because of the pandemic.
We're talking to Sigal Samuel from Vox. She wrote about donations in the United States in the year of the COVID-19 pandemic. According to a lot of the data out there, we're giving more, not less, in a year that's been difficult for our health and for our economy. And Sigal, you write that this runs counter to what a lot of people might think about how we react in the face of hardship or disaster, the idea that we're going to get selfish, we're going to take care of ourselves first. Can you talk about what we think and what seems to actually happen?
Sure. So there are two basic stories people like to tell about how human beings behave in times of crisis. Story number one says people just panic. They start ignoring social norms. They just behave selfishly. Look out for number one. Story number two says, actually, no, people are really generous in the wake of a disaster. They donate, they volunteer. The first narrative is what you typically see in media coverage. But actually, the second narrative, if you look to the historical record, it has a lot of data behind it. You really see a lot of generosity in the wake of earthquakes, terrorist attacks, hurricanes, and now a pandemic. So I myself used to be more cynical about this and assume that when times are tough, people really clamp down on their limited resources and have a scarcity mentality. But I've kind of changed my mind as I've looked at more of the data, and it's made me more optimistic.
Do you see the media reinforcing that idea of the, I guess, the selfish reaction, I guess the Walking Dead scenario where we take care of ourselves during the zombie attack versus what's really happening? Can the media do a better job covering these things?
Absolutely. I think we in the media have to do a better job of this. One example that always jumps out at me is the way a New York Times article described New Orleans in the wake of Hurricane Katrina, described the city as, quote, a snake pit of anarchy, death, looting, raping, marauding thugs. That's really bleak and makes you have one picture of New Orleans. But in fact, in the wake of Katrina, most people there were peaceful and helpful to each other. So I think we need to do a better job of giving that fuller picture.
Now, as we said, the year is not quite done yet. I know people talk about fatigue with COVID. Are there worries that the run of what looks like an outburst of generosity might fizzle out as this keeps rolling on?
Yes. So we have seen from some surveys that at the beginning of the pandemic in March, April, there was a really big uptick in giving. And then that somewhat tapered off a little bit, you know, as we got into the summer, into the fall. But I'm really hopeful that this month we'll see another huge spike in giving. Typically, 30% of total annual giving happens in December, and something like 12% is in the last 3 days of December as people remember, oh, I better quickly make my end of year tax deductible donations. So I'm hopeful that we will see a lot of donations coming in the next couple weeks.
And we've been talking about money in particular. A lot of people, of course, like to volunteer or give in that kind of way. That can be tougher, of course, when it's hard to gather in person. Do we know much about how we're donating things like our time and talent?
Yeah, people are really, really eager to volunteer. I think one beautiful way that's been done is people early on in the pandemic started creating these mutual aid spreadsheets where they just put down their names, their contact info, and offers to bring medications or groceries to vulnerable people in their neighborhoods. There's a lot of other ways to volunteer. You can find some of them listed on the Gates Foundation's new website, powerof.org. It aggregates a lot of nice opportunities for volunteering. But I also would just like to say, think about, it's worth thinking about what even a small amount of cash can do if you're in a relatively wealthy country, such as the US, where, you know, $1 or $2 or $3 may not go very far over here. But in certain African countries, for example, it can go way farther. And so it's worth looking at charities like GiveDirectly, for example, which raises money and gives cash transfers directly to individuals in need in African countries where people are suffering from the pandemic, and our money can go really, really far there.
We'll leave it there. Thank you, Sigal, so much for joining us and sharing this with us today.
My pleasure. Thanks again.
Sigal Samuel is a staff writer for Vox's Future Perfect. We talked to her about how the pandemic, along with job losses and economic uncertainty, may actually be making people in the United States more generous, not less. Hey, this is a good time to thank you for all of your support during our year-end member drive last week. We heard from so many of you. Really do appreciate your support for the work we do here on the Ideas Network. We can't do it without you. So again, thank you.